This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If you have not heard about Planned Parenthood offering specimens from abortions for sale, you might be excused for listening where most people get their news, or to the leading Democratic presidential candidate essentially selling blissful ignorance. Between CBS, CNN, NBC, and the Clinton campaign, there was no mention of the story. ABC told of anti-abortion activists being upset. However, Congress is paying attention, and the federal defunding of Planned Parenthood is even on the lips of one abortion-friendly GOP candidate, George Pataki. Amidst other Capitol Hill voices crying for the defunding of Planned Parenthood, Speaker John Boehner announced House committees will investigate the profitable body sales scheme that Planned Parenthood calls a humanitarian effort. Two states' governors, Greg Abbott of Texas and Louisiana's Bobby Jindal, have launched investigations that could hinder such abortion activities in each state. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. One business mentioned by Planned Parenthood Medical Director Deborah Nucatola has removed its website from the internet. STEM Express may have taken its website down, but the National Catholic Register is reporting that STEM Express makes a considerable amount of money, and its own flyers trumpet their ability to help other companies make money with these specimens of abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.